This is Oklahoma Perspective. Parking downtown has been a problem for many years. Recently, the city of Tulsa installed a new system that allows you to pay with coins, with your credit card, or with a mobile phone app. KRMG's Russell Mills talked with Mark Weston, Tulsa's parking manager, about the new system and how it works.
We are on with Mark Weston, who manages what, public safety and parking and
on-street parking, yes, sir.
So you got a lot of, I guess, irons in the fire when it comes to all that. And you are the person who's going to explain to us a little bit about these new parking meters that are going on. So first off, just tell me a little bit about, you know, what's new about them? What's different? What's the change?
Well, these pay stations are great because they will work with the pay stations that are already in place in the Arch District and that are integrated with the Park Mobile app that has been in place for a while now. Essentially moving to the southern portion of downtown with these new pay stations, and you will be able to use a credit card or coin at these machines, utilizing your tag, and be able to pay by tag in these areas.
Which, you know, interestingly, I'm working on another angle about, you know, how the law has changed for Oklahoma or will change on July 1st when it comes to license plates. Mm-hmm. So right now, if somebody sells a car and the license plate stays with the car, then and if you're registered with that license plate, I don't know, that could be an issue. But or do you also have to log in and use like a phone app or something like that in order to do it?
You can, if you use the mobile app option, you register your tag through your app, and it'll always use that tag. But it's just the numeric alphanumeric number that is there, and that's all we're looking for. It's when the vehicle is cited for non-payment is when it may be an issue as to what you're referring to, the tag being registered to that car or not being registered to the car, and that's when it goes through the court system.
Okay, but hopefully that problem gets alleviated July 1 when Oklahoma gets rid of that law, and you keep the tag. If you sell the car, you keep the tag.
Right.
All right, so tell me a little bit about how this works, Mark. So I pull up, I've never seen one of these doohickeys before. I haven't been to the Arts District, so here I am, okay. You know, and I see this kiosk-looking thing here. What do I do?
Well, you'll walk to the kiosk, and after you've looked at the sign where you're parking, there'll be a sign within close proximity that identifies the zone that you're parked in. So after you've identified that zone, for instance, it could be 3200 or 3220, and you'll take that number along with your tag. You'll hit the start button, and from there go with the prompts. It'll ask you the zone number, and it'll ask for your tag and then a payment method, and it's that easy.
Okay, so at that point, I can will it take folding money and coins as well as
it will not take cash, paper money. It'll only take coin or credit card.
Coin or credit card. What about debit card? Would that work too?
Yes, it'll take debit card.
Okay. So at that point, I mean, is it a Stripe reader type thing, or do I?
It's, you plug it in like you would at an ATM. You insert the card.
Okay. And then am I allowed to maybe have a running balance that I can?
Not through the pay stations, but you can through the mobile app, Park Mobile app, download the app to your phone, and you can create what's called a wallet. And you will add funds to that wallet and start parking sessions as you wish. And you don't have to go through that payment process every time. You just go to your app, tell it what zone you're in, and select the vehicle that you're in if you have more than one vehicle loaded, and tell it to start a parking session.
Wow. Okay. So now this is a new concept for me, a parking session. So a parking session involves knowing what zone I'm in and what vehicle I'm in. And that's pretty much it, right?
Yes, correct.
All right, so I can get this app, and what's the app called again?
It's Park Mobile.
And that, I presume, works on...
You can download it at parkmobile.com or go to your Android or Apple device.
I was going
to
say, works on Android, works on Apple, so if I got a smartphone, I can get this app, which presumably is free.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so look for Park Mobile app, I've got that now. If I've got three cars, which, you know, I make radio money, that's not going to happen. But if I did, you know, theoretically, I could have all three of my vehicles entered by tag number into my Park Mobile app. And then I can just sort of check which vehicle I'm in, make sure I know which zone I'm in. And without even getting out of my car by using the app, I can just say I want to park here for an hour and a half.
You certainly can.
Wow. So that's pretty cool, too.
It's that easy.
So how does this help the city? I mean, it sounds like it's going to be more convenient for people.
Well, it helps everybody. It helps the city in being able to leverage the technology and help with enforcement and help see parking trends. And but mostly it's easier for the parkers, the citizens. They don't have to hunt down a machine to stick quarters in or stick a credit card in. They can do it, like you said, from the driver's seat and go straight to where they're going rather than look for a parking meter.
That brings up a couple interesting questions. All right. One, you said you can kind of, this gives you a database basically where you can watch trends of how people park, where they park, when they park there. Is that
correct? Based on the zones and the usage in the zones, we'll be able to see where the heavier parking is occurring and where less parking is occurring.
So I imagine that might help with some future planning if the city had plans to increase parking or maybe found an area where they didn't need as much parking where they could do something else with that space.
Absolutely.
All right. So can the app help me find a parking place? Because that would be awesome.
It can. In the future, right now with the zones that we have in place, they're large zones. So we may be able to tell you how many spaces are in a zone and then how many active parking sessions are in a zone. But that doesn't tell us exactly where those spaces are available. So, but we will get there in the future as the system grows and the zones become more specific and we can identify those things. And that does happen in other larger cities where they're able to use software to determine where parking spaces are available on the street to park.
Okay, I'm looking forward to that happening. So talk to me a little bit about the timeline for deployment. You said that at this point, we've already got a similar system that integrates in the arts district, right?
Correct. And, well, you can use the app anywhere in the downtown area right now.
Okay.
It's just the new Parkeon pay stations that are already deployed in the Arts District are being deployed into the rest of the downtown area, getting rid of the old multi-space meters and the single space meters and the multi-space meters that we've had so much trouble with.
All right. So how long is this going to take? And, you know, To completely get rid of those older parking meters?
Well, we're starting today around noon to put them on the street, starting at first, and we'll move south and hopefully we'll have them. You know, I don't have a hard deadline for when they're going to be done. Hopefully over the next couple of weeks we can be finished. Maybe a little later, maybe a little earlier. It just, we've deployed the very few in the Arts District, and we were able to do it rather quickly, but we don't know what types of things we're going to run into through the rest of downtown. So,
well, that's fair. All right. So parking generally in downtown Tulsa is a buck an hour with the 2-hour maximum.
Correct.
Between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Monday through Friday. That all stays the same, yes?
It does, yes.
And
we're just introducing new pay stations, a new way, a better, easier way to pay.
And there were problems, if I remember, Mark, with the older ones about, you know, batteries running out or, you know, malfunctioning meters. Is this going to help to address some of those issues as well for the city?
Absolutely. Those meters that we were having battery issues with, those were new over 15 years ago. And over time, they just deteriorated. The batteries were a proprietary battery for those machines, and they were expensive, and they ended up not lasting very long. The company that built those machines actually kind of dissolved, and we were unable to get parts and things for them. Fortunately, we were able to get batteries, but we believe those batteries were new old stock, for lack of a better term, but you know, we just had trouble with them. So yes, we're, the new pay stations will have they will be solar powered battery, excuse me, they will be battery operated but solar charged, so we won't have the issues that we had before. I just want to encourage everybody to you know, the new pay stations are great. Please download the Park Mobile app and use the wallet feature. It really makes parking downtown simple for everybody. And I hope everybody enjoys it, and we would greatly appreciate the feedback.
Mark Weston, the parking manager for downtown Tulsa. KRMG's Russell Mills also talked to Brian Kurtz, executive director of the Downtown Coordinating Council, about the new parking meters.
Brian Kurtz, executive director of the Downtown Coordinating Council. And the first thing we should probably explain to people is, what is the Downtown Coordinating Council?
The Downtown Coordinating Council, or DCC for short, is the consortium of downtown property owners, restaurateurs, hoteliers, and retailers that that make up this council that's a recommending body to the mayor of how we are turning downtown into a very vibrant place and make it a place where people feel welcome and want to be and celebrate on a regular basis.
I'll bet you've got some input on that whole arena district thing, yeah?
Yeah, so I'm fairly new to my role in Tulsa. I came in towards the latter part of that planning exercise, but I was certainly a part of, since I've been on board, I've been a part of those discussions and will be taking a lead in implementing that study and its recommendations going forward.
Okay, not the topic du jour, but you're going to be on my list of people to ping.
Sure.
When it is. All right, but we're actually talking today about these fancy schmancy new parking meter kiosks and this new system that we're installing. Now, I say new, it's kind of new and kind of not. And here's why. It's been in the Arts District, formerly the Brady Arts District, now the Tulsa Arts District. It's been there for, what, a while? Maybe a year?
If memory serves. I think roughly about a year ago those were installed in the Arts District area.
And apparently it worked out, because now we're going to go ahead and replace all the ones that were basically failing, losing their batteries, not working very well. But the whole downtown area, correct?
That's correct. South of the railroad tracks, the existing existing multi-space meters that we currently have, as well as the single-space meters that are south of the railroad tracks, are all being replaced and being replaced with these new multi-space pay stations.
And how is this a game changer for Tulsa? What does this do for the city? How does this benefit? I mean, sure. I think it benefits drivers with what? Safety, convenience, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. I think this is one of many steps. The deployment of these multi-space pay stations, is one of the many steps that the city is taking to implement a really efficient and user-friendly parking management system for downtown. That on-street spaces, the access to on-street spaces, that's something that's very critical for the patrons and visitors of downtown shops, restaurants, and businesses. And we see these new stations, coupled with the Park Mobile app that was deployed over the summer of 2018, and as well as the two-hour restrictions for parking to promote parking turnover and availability within downtown.
So, I ironically enough, or coincidentally, I guess would be a better way to put it, just yesterday did a story about three planned projects to build new parking garages downtown. Parking is a problem downtown, yeah?
I can't say that parking is a problem. Most of the garages that we're talking about right now are single-use garages, meaning that they're there for a particular user. I'm very familiar with the Arvest Bank garage that's going up, and that's going to be really solely for the employees that are working at Arvest headquarters over on 5th and Boston. And
But it does alleviate, you know, 300 or 400 parking spaces that are being taken now.
Sure, you're right that there are employees of Arvis that are parking off-site, and that will certainly potentially free up spaces for others to utilize. But we see the need for on-street parking is really just a short-term use by nature, that we want to promote turnover in these on-street spaces so that the visitors and patrons of our restaurants and shops and businesses are able to access very convenient parking.
So how does, I mean, will this these new parking meters, do you think it's going to also help you study, and I got into this a little bit with Mark, where people are parking and when? In other words, being able to better sort of assess where the parking needs are and aren't for future planning?
Absolutely. The technology that has changed in the 30 plus years that the city has invested in parking meters is substantial, to say the least. And whether it's the multi-space meters that are on the streets themselves or the Park Mobile app, we're able to essentially get real-time information of where people are parking, how long they are parking there. In some cases, since we're now using this license plate technology, whether we are talking about in-state and local visitors or out-of-state visitors, and how we can better utilize that to push people towards certain parking areas where we know there may be more available parking, or utilizing it to utilizing that information to help businesses tell their patrons where parking can generally be available during a certain time or a day.
And one thing I asked him, so I think I know the answer, but I want to get your thoughts on it, is how long before I can ask my parking app where the nearest parking place is?
That's a good question. I think with the new pay stations and with the Park Mobile app, it does not yet have the capabilities of being able to tell you exactly where a space is available. But the technology is available, so it's something that, as a city, we'll be taking a look at how we can make on-street parking and just parking in downtown more efficient and more readily available to our users.
Until we get to self-driving cars that find their own parking places and drop
absolutely
us off.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's something certainly convenient about that.
Right. I mean, the whole Jetsons thing, you know, you got to think sooner or later. They may not fly through the air, but sooner or later we're going to be all in traveling in little pods, and kind of like an episode of Black Mirror, I remember. It was kind of.
Yeah, yes, I think I've actually seen that episode. And it's actually not far off at all. I mean, just more casually talking, I have a friend in Phoenix area who was a kind of a year-long pilot participant with Google's Waymo project, that they hailed a driverless vehicle every day for a certain number of months. That was their mode of transportation to get from their house to school, to work, wherever it was.
You know, and I think we'll get there technologically, and some people are not going to want to give up the freedom of mobility and blah, blah, but people movers, you know, pods and even large-scale people movers, I think are going to come about. So, all right. Well, this is all very interesting stuff. And I really do appreciate your time and getting back to me. Brian, anything else that you want to add, or any kind of angle of this that you think people particularly need to know about? Like, by golly, get the app. Do not have the app if you're going to use this.
You know, this isn't an or type of scenario that you let me start that one over. This is something that we don't want people to only use the app or only use the kiosks. That the option that we're providing, that the city is providing with the new stations and with the app, is just a way to make it more user friendly. That depending where you are, you may be closer to one of the stations, you may be more readily available to utilize the existing app. But this is a way to make it convenient and accessible to anyone who is traveling into downtown. And right now our concentration is getting this new system up and running and ensuring that our users become quickly familiar with it. And we'll need to spend some time educating and help those users understand the ins and outs of these new stations.
Brian Kurtz, Executive Director of the Downtown Coordinating Council. Special thanks to KRMG's Russell Mills for the interview. This is Oklahoma Perspective for Cox Media Group. I'm Bert Williams.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.